We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. The first and second verses of the 128th Psalm. Now, the reason he's blessed, he tells us here, blessed is everyone, and now here's the reason you're blessed, or happy is everyone, and this is the reason. For thou shalt eat of the labor of thine hands, happy shalt thou be, because it's well with thee. Now it's well with the man, and he eats the labors of his hands, if he fears God and walks in the ways of God. Now that's clear. That's the reward in this world. My friends, of course you understand that the Psalms is really the hymn book of Israel. Israel had earthly promises. God promised them dominion, land, world leadership, world rulership. And if they were true to God, the one God, they'd be blessed. If they were not true to God, they'd be persecuted and have to suffer. If they were true to God, they'd stay in their own land. If they were not true to God, they'd be put out of their land, scattered over the face of the earth. But they would never be forsaken. And God never has forsaken his people, Israel. He's watched over them and protected them and preserved them. No world leader has ever been able to destroy them. It's been impossible to exterminate them. They are God's chosen people with an earthly relationship. Now, we saved people in the New Testament dispensation are in this earth too. But our relation is heavenly. Our citizenship's in heaven, whence we look for the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile bodies that they may be fashioned like unto his glorious bodies. We are passing through this world like pilgrims and strangers. This is not our home. Our home's up in heaven. Jesus Christ is going to that to prepare a place for us. But the principle that God outlined for Israel also goes into the New Testament. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, everything else being equal in this world, a Christian is much better off than a sinner. If you live godly in this world, you have to suffer persecution. You can't move without friction. You can't stand for something without having opposition. You can't be a Christian without taking on some of the humiliation, so to speak, and yet some of the glory, too, of the cross. You can't go through this world as an uncompromising Christian and not have to pay in some sort of suffering and endure some kind of persecution. Now, that's true. There isn't an institution in this country that comes out and out for God that isn't slandered, lied about, misrepresented. There's never been a great, uncompromising Christian leader on earth that didn't suffer opposition, he was lied about. I knew William Jennings Bryan very intimately. He was one of the holiest and greatest men that I've ever known. When I think of greatness, I think of Bryan. When I think of good men, I think of William Jennings Bryan. He was a great, wonderful, humble, consecrated, godly Christian man. But that man was so lied about and so misrepresented and so persecuted until before I knew him, even though I was out in the world and understood something about that sort of thing, I used to wonder if Mr. Bryan really was genuine. I've known so many men like that who have been so misrepresented. And when I came to know them, they were such wonderful men, such good men. I think it's a great pity that people who have read about some men that have stood out in the world for God and the right, what a pity you haven't known them. If you could have just known them, you'd have such a wonderful idea. And you'd say, how can people misrepresent good people? Well, they've always done it. It's always been so. They accused him on the day of Pentecost of being drunk. They accused him, Paul, of being mad. They said, that old man's crazy. He's well-educated. He's had much money, but he's crazy. Why, they used to call him Moody, Crazy Moody, because he tried to get somebody saved. You're in good company when you're branded as a fanatic. Dwight L. Moody, who put one hand on Europe and the other hand on America, and lifted this country nearer God than anybody's lived for 100 years. Lyle Moody was called in the city of Chicago Crazy Moody. And the only reason they called him Crazy Moody was trying to get people to accept Jesus Christ. Now, it's always been that way. Now, if you go into this Christian life and be out and out for God, you'll be lied about, slandered, misrepresented, and you'll be persecuted. And the amount of persecution you get will depend upon the value of your testimony and the impact of your influence. You know, if a fellow gets up where everybody can see him, everybody can shoot at him. Can't shoot at some fellow that you can't see. But if you get up on a pinnacle somewhere, a pedestal up somewhere, up high, take a high stand, get before the public, you'll be shot at. And if you stand up for God, the guns on hell's battlements will be turned against you. Now that was so in the Old Testament. It's so in the New Testament. It's so now. It will be so till the end of this age. But wait a minute. In spite of all the devil can do, a Christian's better off in this world than a sinner. You know, I was doing a little thinking along this line just yesterday. It was a pretty strenuous day yesterday. Got up early in the morning, broadcast. Then I came over and spoke at chapel. And then I spoke immediately after chapel to the ministerial group. So I spoke then. I spoke very hard. You know, when you get my preacher boys here together, you got such a big crowd. The average preacher in this country could preach to that many people on Sunday. He'd make headlines in the paper. Think about 1,200 young men in there studying for the ministry, and you're talking to them. Well, I had a special message for them that I felt they needed. I worked hard. Work was piled high on my desk. And last night, I spoke to ministerial students' wives. We have an organization out here of several hundred wives of married preachers that are studying in school. I spoke to them. Well, I was so tired when I got out of there and started home, I could hardly drag my feet. And I got sorry for myself. I said, now here I am, 68 years old, spoken four times today, had interviews and conferences, written letters and all that. And the devil said, you're sort of crazy. You ought to sort of take this thing easy and this. Well, I almost agreed with him. Maybe he's right about it. But that's not the reason he wants me to take it easy. Right? He's not interested in my welfare. But as I went along, I got to thinking. I said, isn't it wonderful that I had that opportunity? Isn't it wonderful I could talk over the radio and visit with the people? Maybe say something would help somebody, because some of you folks kind of like us, and I know it. I got your letters from you. And this radio has been a blessing to many of this ministry. Then I thought of all these young people I got to speak to yesterday. Young people all over the world, so refreshing. And then the preacher boys, I could say something out of my years of experience to help those folks. And I've just been counting blessings, just counting them. Went to bed last night counting blessings. Waked up this morning counting my blessings. It's wonderful to be a Christian. It's wonderful in this world. If you blot out God and blot out heaven and blot out hell and blot out eternity, and this world is old, I'd want to be a Christian. For after all, if we trust God and walk in His ways, there's a blessing that you never get and never know about. Now, don't you sinners sympathize us Christians. I'm so sorry for you. You don't know what a good time is. You don't know what life means. Of course you have trouble. Of course there's persecution. Of course there is. But you know, there's so many wonderful things. You get to talk to God. How would you like to talk to God? Why, the humblest child of God on earth can look up and call God Father, and God listens to him. Like as a father pitieth his children, the Lord pitieth them that fear him. You can talk to God. Say, how would you like to have the universe organized on your side? You know, God makes every star shine for his children. All the birds sing for them. The flowers bloom for them. The rivers run to the sea for them. Why, God puts everything back of the protecting power he puts about his children. Nothing can hurt you. Nothing can happen to you. There's no such a thing as an accident. Oh, you may fall out of a car and break your neck, but it is an accident if you ride in a car along the way of God's will for your life. The steps of a good man, orders of God. The steps. Men and women, I want to testify to you. As I look back over the years of my life, I'm just as sure that God makes a wrath of men to praise Him as I am sure that His grace is sufficient for temptations. And all the seemingly bad things that ever happened to me were some of the best things that ever happened to me. I was talking the other day to somebody about Bob Jones University and the blessing of God, marvelous blessing of God here. It's a miracle. And this man said, well, all of the opposition of certain preachers and persecution and that kind of thing didn't bother you? I said, it helped us. Yes, it was the best thing ever happened to us. You know, if everybody had been hollering for us when we started, we might not have been so careful. We might not have fought so hard. We might not have put a spiritual backbone in our students that we've had to put there. Why, the early church, all the persecution of the early church spread the gospel and spread Christianity to the ends of the earth. Listen, Christians, thank God for everything. If you're right with Him, if you're surrendered to Him, if you're on God's side, if you fear God and walk in His ways, He turns out everything in your favor. Everything that happens. You have nothing to worry about. Look up and trust God. Thank God. And live in fellowship with God. And don't get down in the mouth and get blue and depressed. Discouraged. Keep looking up. Keep faithful. Keep true. Now let's read the verses again. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord and walketh in His ways. For thou shalt eat of the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Happy you'll be. There isn't anybody can steal your happiness away from you if you're right with God. You can sing in prison. You can shout in a fiery furnace. You can be happy if you're a Christian in spite of any circumstances in the world. And you cannot be robbed of what you need along the road of life, for nothing can happen to you except something that's good for you. And it shall be well with thee. Our Father, we know the psalmist was right. He wrote that with a pen of inspiration hundreds and hundreds of years ago. We've lived in another age, and we know it works now. So help all of us who are Christians to yield ourselves completely to God and quit all this fretting and worrying. And be so dedicated, so consecrated, may we not forget Thee. Help us keep our eye on Calvary, where God manifested His love to us even when we were sinners. He let His Son die for us. And if He did that for us when we were sinners, now that we've accepted His Son, we know He'll take care of us. Help us to be faithful to Him. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.